Peace. This Yasir back on Cure Religion, hitting y'all with another podcast. I know I've been going a minute, but you know, I don't do this for no money. This is not a part of any of my businesses or anything like that. This is something I just do for fun, just to kind of get things off my chest. Talk my shit again, right? Just say whatever I want to say. You know, it's free. I'm not charging nobody nothing, so it's whatever, you know. One of the things I wanted to speak on is, you know, this whole, like, it seems like we have this infatuation with poverty, you know, in the black community, just in the world in general. It's, you know, the whole idea that the poor man is more righteous or a better man than those who are wealthy, you know, or those who, you know, are rich or whatever, you know what I mean, whatever your definition of that is. But it's this whole idea that you shouldn't, you know, sell things, you shouldn't, you know, capitalize off opportunities and all these different things, right? It's especially prevalent in the so-called conscious community. And that's extremely unfortunate, because what the conscious community has failed to realize is that we will never achieve what we say we want to achieve without economics, without money. You need money to build institutions, and institutions are what we need. Institutions is why we are not, because what they call it, institutionalized racism, right? Key word in there is institution. You see? So institutionalized racism is upheld by the institutions that they control. We don't control any of our institutions. The closest thing that we have to a controlled institution is the church. The black church. And the black church does not do anything in helping us reach the goals that we need to achieve as a people. If anything, it's holding us back. That's like this podcast is called Cure Religion. So I wanted to build on that, because, you know, our people suffer from lack of knowledge, right? So see, we need institutions. See, one of the things I heard Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, say something recently. He was talking about how the school system is set up just like prison. And he's talking about how, you know, they sending children through the school system and, you know, setting them up for prison. And he's right, man. Like, it's a lot of similarities between school and the public schools and prisons. You got the long hallways, you got the bell signals when to move from period to period. You got, if you had a school where it's a significant amount of black people, you got security guards. I don't know what it's like in white communities, but you know, you got security guards at black schools and in schools in the real problem heavy areas, you got metal scanners coming in, you know what I mean? You walking into school, children going to school already feeling criminalized. You see what I'm saying? So how can a child learn and feel as though they're reaching their greatest potential when they're already coming in feeling like a criminal? School doesn't teach you how to think. You know what I'm saying? Religion, you know what I'm saying, falls right into the realm of religion. It doesn't teach you how to think. They teach you how to be a drone. They want you to, they're preparing you to just be a cog in the wheel. They're not preparing our children in order to be leaders, in order to be entrepreneurs, in order to be people in charge of their communities. They're not preparing our children for that. So see, we need institutions that reflect what we want taught. As long as we keep sending our children to day schools, like that Dead Prayer song, you know, day schools ain't teaching us what we need to know to survive. Day schools don't educate, all they teach the people is lies, right? If we're not creating institutions for our children to go to in order to learn how to be leaders, how to be influencers, how to be scientists, how to be into the tech world and all these different things. The scientists and people that's in the technology, they're the ones that's leading us into the future. And there's nowhere near enough black children in these programs. I mean, so if we're not creating institutions in order to make those happen, they won't happen. Because I mean, you're in a slave position, because you're depending on somebody else to do something for you which you have the ability to do yourself. So, but institutions take money. Institutions take money. You know, so I'm not out here saying that we need to be doing what we need to do regardless of whom or what, do whatever it takes to get money. I'm not out here saying that. But I am saying that we need to be concerned about economics. Gentrification. Gentrification is another big thing that they're hollering in the black conscious community. Is they talking about gentrifiers, gentrification, and all of this type of shit. We allowed the shit to be gentrified, though. We allowed this shit, man. We fucking allowed it. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the Chicago area. You know what I'm saying? In and around the city of Chicago. Like, this is, you know, this is happening in Chicago heavily. You know what I'm saying? This is happening in New York heavily. This is happening all over the United States. These urban areas are being, quote unquote, gentrified. And what does gentrified mean? Basically, you got people that's not, you know, of that community moving in and taking it over, building it up, making it nice, raising the property values up so that the people that's been living there for decades can no longer afford to live there, you know? And they can't afford to live there because the property values are increasing. But see, but the thing is that look at how twisted our thinking is. Why don't you want the property values to increase? Like, don't you want the property value to increase? Like, that means that you could sell your home and make more money than what you spent to buy it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you should want the property values to increase. You should want the school system to be improved in your neighborhood. You should want, you know, them to, you know, be tearing down those abandoned buildings. You should, you know, that crackheads living in, that they throwing, you know, bodies in. You know, that they dragging, you know, young women in and raping them. You should want to get rid of those abandoned buildings. You know what I'm saying? You should want to, you know, have nice parks in the community that children can go play in. We should want that. See? So, but those, you know, you should want to be able to go, to feel safe to exercise in your neighborhood outside. Go jog around the block. You know, ride your bike. You know what I mean? We should want to do that in our communities. But those are all signs of a gentrified neighborhood, because those things are not commonplace in neighborhoods that are predominantly full of original people, black and brown people. You see what I'm saying? Those are not things that are commonplace in those areas. See, so when those things start to happen, or when white people come in, or Asians or whoever come in and they start doing these things in the neighborhoods, now we say, oh, they gentrifying the neighborhood. Oh, they pushing people out. Oh, they taking over our communities. We allowed the shit to be taken over by not buying up the property, by not creating institutions, by not doing for self. That's the key to our survival, is doing for self, man. Stop waiting on somebody to do something for you that you can do yourself. That's a slave mentality. And religion breeds a slave mentality. That's another reason this podcast is called Kill Religion. That's what we're about. So we're trying to break our people free of those chains of mental and physical slavery. You know? And I see we still stuck in that mind state. Unfortunately, it's a lot of so-called conscious people that's stuck in that mind state. You know what I'm saying? We need to up our game, man. We need to up our game. Put our head down. Stop worrying about what white people doing. Because white people gonna do whatever they gonna do, man. You can't control. They gonna do whatever they gonna do. All you can control is yourself. You're the sole controller of you. That's it. The only thing we can exert, the only thing that we have control over is our actions on a day-to-day basis. And we need to be focusing on doing for self, building our own institutions, our own schools, our own militias to police our own neighborhoods. We need to be building up our own businesses, our own, you know, profit sharing groups and real estate organizations and different things like that, so that we could buy the property and we gentrify the neighborhood. How about that? You know, gentrify or be gentrified. Kill or be killed, baby. That's what it is out here. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's life, period. You know what I'm saying? You either evolve, you know, or you get left. You know, so we need to step our game up, man. You know, we need to do better. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.